very critical minds could resist such a temptation to find solace, so to speak, in the feeling that we are either better or more suffering than other nations. It's a very natural phenomenon, and I think it happened not only in Poland, throughout history. So I can, so to speak, understand it in a human way, but it would be extremely dangerous for literature and for culture in general to accept such a phenomenon. Yes?
Are there any
possible
non-Polish poets from the past or present, foreign poets that maybe lately the Poles find particularly interesting?
Yes, I think, well, the most obvious example which comes to my mind instantly is the poetry of Czesław Miłosz, of course. This is another matter, because as we know, Miłosz's poetry was suppressed for a long time, and only his Nobel Prize, only the relaxation in cultural life during the Solidarity era made it possible for him to reach the Polish readership, the readership in the country itself. So this was just an external factor, so to speak, but on the other hand, there was also something like a lack of appreciation of Miłosz due to his extremely sharp critical mind. What I mean is the fact that some of his books were almost offensive to the Polish audience in their criticism of some traits of Polish mentality. Particularly some of his essays, but also some of his poems, such as Naród, a very popular poem right now, such as, well, Traktat Moralny, for instance, etc., etc. So Miłosz belongs to these writers who form a certain branch of Polish tradition and whom you could call ironic critics, I would put it, maybe not very precisely. Ironic critics who are able to distance themselves from the common attitude, so to speak, to see them in a more critical light, and also to shed some light on the vagaries of Polish history, to see them not only as a chain of misfortunes and mishaps, but also as sometimes events which we are ourselves guilty of, or we ourselves secured for ourselves, so to speak, by our own stupidity, short-sightedness, or whatever like that. So Miłosz cannot possibly be a popular writer, I would say, but the fact that despite that he's more and more read and appreciated shows that something really important happened in Polish mentality. The Nobel Prize helped it very much, but it's not only a snobbery, it's also some real need for such literature. And it won't be popular on a mass scale. That Miłosz fade will, the Miłosz boom will eventually fade, of course. But there will be still a handful of his faithful readers who will appreciate exactly that, which makes him unpopular in a general sense.
Follow up on that question:
mm-hmm.
Are there any other poets who are not Polish translated who are being read with a particular interest in the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes. I can give you only a very diversified handful of names, because there is no common denominator in them, but sometimes political circumstances helped to raise a certain name to the heights of popularity. For instance, Mandelstam is extremely popular, or Tsvetaeva, not only because of their purely poetic qualities, but also because of their faith, because of their personal religion. And it's important because such poets, such writers as Isaac Babel or whoever from the Russian tradition are examples of the fact that Polish readership is not hostile towards Russian culture. Some universal values can be appreciated and seen very clearly against all, despite all chauvinist attitudes. So it's not the nationality of a poet which matters, but rather the more internal content of his work. So these were the Russian examples. From the English-speaking world, for instance, what's amazing is the popularity of metaphysical poets, which I myself tried to translate into Polish. There were some early translations as well, and the whole metaphysical line in English poetry, going through Hopkins to, I don't know, Dylan Thomas or Albert Lowell maybe, is amazingly popular. Well, popular. These are not the hundreds of thousands of copies of the poems published, but nevertheless, there is some renown which surrounds the names, and books which bring their output in Polish translations are immediately sold out. So it means something. And I think, as I said, there is no common denominator in that. There is no common denominator in the popularity of those poets. And for instance, Rilke from the German literature as well. But there is something very general in common, which can be described only in vague terms as some universal humanist value of their poetry. What I mean is that the specific reader located in a specific country, in a specific epoch, can appreciate their work because it says something to him which is important to him. And even such poets as John Donne or Rilke can sometimes prove amazingly actual and valid. If there's no other question, thank you for your attention again. And as I said, I'm very happy to be here, and I'll